Hello and welcome to this latest Commercial Risk podcast. Today we're going to be looking at the value of investing in services. And we have here with us three experts from Zurich Resilience Solutions in Spain. Firstly, we have Jose Luis Garcia, Director. Hello, Jose.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. And we have Jose Maria Nogueras, Customer Solutions Manager. Hello, Jose.
Hello, pleasure to be here.
And finally, we have Karin Casola, Relationship and Sales Manager. Welcome, Karin.
Hello, and Happy New Year to everybody.
Now, to start things off, if I can come to you first, Jose Maria, what are some of the main challenges that corporates face in the current hard market?
Okay, thank you, Tony. A pleasure to be here. Well, after many years of insurance companies having large claims and losses, the insurance market has raised the bar to have a profitable business again. In fact, in the recent years in Zurich, we had a big claim with a fire that burned down a whole facility that costed a three-digit million euro number. Other large claims have also happened across the world and have impacted not only Zurich, but also other insurance companies. All this has led to a what we call a hard market situation, where insurance companies are being much more selective with which risk they want and are also rising the prices and the premium to levels that we didn't have since the 9/11 post-market. The direct consequence is that many companies are having a lot of problems finding an insurance solution, and a lot of them are not having insurance at all. This is a problem for the customer, but also a problem for the broker. From our side, the insurance companies, we are also having capacity problems, as the exposure has been too high in the past after many years of soft market, the contrary that we have now. Together with some large claims, the situation is not sustainable anymore for the insurance companies. So the risk of having big losses that can have an impact on the financials has to be minimized. And the only solution is to reduce capacity for some activities. There are some activities that are under the focus, especially industrial activities like food industry, chemical industry, waste treatment plants, and others. Not only the activities is a problem, but also the construction material used. And this is also another reason to reduce capacity. We know well that when we have a site or a building with a massive presence of combustible sandwich panel, the losses in case of fire are likely to be 100%, especially if the site is not sprinkler protected or the fire divisions are poor. This is the main problem of food industry, where we can find large connected buildings constructed with this kind of combustible sandwich panel, PUR or PAR sandwich panels, many times without the sprinkler protection or with poor fire divisions. The risk of having 100% loss with these panels is very high, as experience has shown us. Unfortunately for us, this kind of construction is very common in Spain, not only when the insulation is required, for example, in food industry, but also in other activities, because it's a construction that is cheap, it's light, it's easy, and it's fast to build. It is common to find new sites built with this kind of constructions, no matter the activity. With all this, now the brokers are having a bigger challenge to place many risks in the insurance market, because they have to find a collaborative solution with different insurance companies. They also face the problem of not being able to find an insurance solution for a specific customer due to poor risk quality.
Great, thank you for that overview. Now, your team in Spain have found an innovative way of supporting corporates with these challenges. Jose Luis, can you tell us about this, please?
Yes, thank you, Tony. Our approach is different depending on if we manage traditional risk, such as property damage, or new challenges like climate change. In any case, we trust in our expertise, technological tools, data analytics, and also artificial intelligence. For instance, for all challenges, those related with fire, we have finished a comprehensive artificial intelligence project in order to determine the root causes of 22,000 property claims. Through machine learning, we have extracted this information from loss adjuster report, and we have related them with geography, activity, exposure, segment, among others. The result is a gem of data analytics that support us to provide the best solution in our industries. Let me share an example. We know that between 40 and 45% of accidents fires come from electrical failures. So we work together with our customers to understand how safe the electrical installation is. Additionally, we are developing in partnership with a global electrical manufacturer, plug and play devices to predict fires in electrical panels. In the near future, we will be able to predict many fires that cause casualties, property losses, and business interruption. As mentioned before, we also have developed solutions for those companies which are not protected by an insurance coverage due to poor risk quality or higher exposure. By an initial diagnosis and evaluation of the situation that we call ASIS, and the use of our benchmark based on the analysis of a great number of assessments of similar activities, we support them by a grading walk to improve the risk quality and to be attractive again to the insurance market. The grading walk is a process of implementing recommendations based on the impact in probability and or severity. Today is the most requested solution by our brokers and customers in the Spanish market. At the same time, we work together with our brokers to leverage their capacity and to provide more value to the customers. Having conversation with local brokers, they have expressed the concern about their future in a digital society, as the actual value to customers is to provide good insurance solutions and good quotations. However, we are observing an explosion of websites offering benchmarks of insurance prices, firstly with autos, the silencium property, etc. But we presume that in the near future, we will see industrial coverage proposals in internet. A potential opportunity for them would be to support medium and small companies with low resources and basic risk management structure to understand the risk they are exposed to. For this purpose, we collaborate with brokers to improve their capacity and use our technology and tools to assess and to provide risk insights to those companies that don't have proper support. Regarding new challenges, our customers are demanding our support mainly in global threats that unfortunately they are starting to experience. And apart from impact in their finance, the reputation can be also compromised. The main ones are climate change, sustainability, supply chain, and cyber risk, among others.
Thank you. And now, based on these experiences that you and your team have had, what are the core benefits for corporates of leveraging this service proposition? Karin, can I come to you on this?
Well, in my opinion, leveraging this service proposition helps customers to find a way to insure their assets and therefore to protect the company's equity as well as to increase their business resilience. Our goal is to protect lives, properties, and businesses. And this is done by offering solutions that bring our customers business profitability, helping them to mitigate their risk in a sustainable way by, for example, preventing claims through the Internet of Things and artificial intelligence, as well as working on possible liability scenarios and helping them in improving their risk quality for being insurable. For example, we had a customer from the hotel industry who suffered water damages frequently, and by installing plug and play sensors, we were able to detect micro leakages and prevent losses. This not only helped the customer to improve the insurance conditions, but also to minimize cost and therefore be more sustainable. Moreover, we have been also able to help a railway company to prevent liability claims through possible loss scenarios as property damages to third party or personal injuries to third party as well as employees, and damages resulting from product recall, pollution, or property damages. And last but not least, we are helping also customers, mostly in the food, chemical, and waste industries, that have not invested in risk management over the past years in improving their risk quality through recommendations in order to be insurable.
And Jose Luis, what role does technology or specific tools that you use play in this whole process?
The digital transformation is supporting us to give our customers the best experience in risk management. The goal is to provide high value to them by means of data analytics, for instance, the claims map, as mentioned before, the benchmarks, improving the risk quality. As we have a global platform to manage all data around risk assessment, we have more than 1 million assessments in this platform. The data extraction is very precise and allows us to have a clear picture of risk based on activities, exposure, regions, and et cetera. We also have applied technology to self-identification and self-evaluation of risk through Zurich Risk Advisor. It's our self-assessment tool that can be used by customers of all sizes. We also have technology to assess risk remotely, also through Zurich Risk Advisor. We use artificial intelligence to monitor online suppliers' risk, also cyber risk, etc. We have a state-of-the-art technology to predict electrical fires, water escape, or machinery breakdown, among others. And in the near future, we will have technology of image recognition to identify risk through the cameras of smartphones or tablets. In any case, developing risk prediction and prevention technologies is our main goal.
Thank you. And finally, Jose Maria, looking at the broader picture of emerging risks linked to climate change, sustainability, cyber, supply chain, so what role are services playing now, and what will their role be in the future?
Okay, thank you, Tony. Well, we think that we are committed not only with the business, but also with the society. We think that by protecting businesses, we are also protecting people, not only from hazards, but also from losing their means of living, their jobs. In that sense, we think that climate change-related risks are very important. They have been massively overlooked in the past, and they are the responsible for many claims. Unfortunately, climate change is a reality and is here to stay. And this risk will be every time more and more important, with more frequent and larger claims. Thanks to data analytics and artificial intelligence, we now have the tools to know how these risks can affect business, and we can assess our customers make the right decisions to be more resilient. Another challenge that the market is facing now are the cyber attacks. Being protected in that way is very important, as these kind of threats are every time more and more common. Supply chain protection will also be a challenge. We are now experiencing shortage of some raw materials or products. A very known example is microchips in the automotive industry, and the price of other raw materials is increasing very quickly. We think that being properly assessed in that way can certainly make a difference, so decisions can be made with the correct timing to avoid affecting the supply chain of a business. Finally, we think that sustainability is another area which will have an extreme importance and growth in the future, and we have to be prepared to assess our customers. When we talk about sustainability, we must not only consider environmental sustainability, but also human, social, and economic sustainability. The idea is to identify and manage how business impacts on people. The companies will now have to be able to guarantee human rights, fair labor practices, and diversity.
Thank you. Well, that brings us to the end of the podcast. I hope you found it interesting and enlightening. And of course, if you want to take any of these issues further, I'm sure the team at Zurich will be very happy to talk to you. So it just remains for me to thank the Zurich panelists for their insights and to thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.